Good Tuesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Hopefully all rested up and had a good holiday.
Indeed, there are several holidays that are important, but this one's pretty important because it is not a religious holiday, but what it is a spiritual offering to those people who gave up their lives, whether you believe in the wars they were in or not. World War I was a war which was millions of people were lost over what could only be seen as a trivial matter, the assassination of the Archduke, and millions of people lost their lives as a result of that. Their families sacrificed all. They sacrificed all. And those are the people we're honoring. And yesterday, when Donald Trump tried to infuse his brand of personal politics into it, there was almost universal condemnation for his egotism.
And, of course, what this radio station has done with the World War II series and our coverage of other conflicts around the world and helping all of us understand history, and you see that we have now $355,237 in the lockbox this morning, Alan, as, of course, we're already at Tuesday going for the on-air fund drive next Monday, trying to reach $500,000.
Well, it's not going to be easy. There was that one guy who called up and said, you know, you're going to make it. Not now, folks. We have a little bit more than $150,000 to go. And that means we have only today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to make that amount of money up. It won't be easy unless everybody decides they're going to do something. And that's all we're asking now, that everybody get on board. Be part of this incredible effort that we have made that has brought us this far. And think about what life would be without this radio station. David, we're going to make this thing work.
And thank you to you and to, of course, all those listeners who are inevitably, if they haven't joined us already, will. And it's so easy now. The Lockbox, WAMC.org.
It's right there. You just hit on the lockbox and boom, this is what I want you to have and it's done.
We lost Herman Denny Farrow, New York State Assemblyman, earned the respect for working across the political aisle during his 42 years in office. He died of heart failure, 86 years old. He just retired last year. I know you had spoken to him. We both did over the years. Decent fellow.
I love the guy. I really did. Some of his colleagues, some of the former speakers, there's no reason to name names, but they were mean-spirited. Not Denny. Denny was the kind of guy, I'd be riding the indoor bike in the morning and the phone would ring, and there he was. You wanted a chat. He would chat about anything that you brought up, and he was an outstanding guy. I have one funny story about him. In his 80s, he called me one morning and he said that he had decided to retire from the legislature, go to the city council in New York City. He had already lined up the votes, he said, to be the speaker of that body. And, you know, I thought that was great. And I said, but Denny, the city council has term limits. The legislature doesn't have any term limits. He said, I just got through telling you I was 80-something years old. He was a funny man, and I liked him a lot. I really did.
Well, now I'll take on a serious issue, whether or not. Is it on? Is it off? The summit with North Koreans, Kim Jong-un. President Trump appeared to confirm that the summit with Kim Jong-un was back on 3 days after he abruptly called it off. What do we think is going to happen here, Alan?
Well, first of all, you got to remember that Trump had his fanny kicked. I don't know what he thought he was going to do by canceling, but he canceled, and they had been gearing up by saying some nasty things to his administration about the North Koreans. One day, Kim Jong-un was a great guy. One day, he was a bad guy. He had people like Mike Pence and others out there to set up the meeting. They walked away. They said, okay, you don't want it. It's your decision. We'll walk away. Well, that really must have bothered him, because then all of a sudden, like a marital spat, there was, I'm sorry, you know, and they are doing their best to get it back on track. There are those people, like Jimmy Carter, who think that if he can bring this off, he deserves a Nobel Prize. I am not one of those people, considering everything else that this guy does to endanger world peace, including Iran and climate change and everything else. But this was very important to him, obviously. So they're racing like crazy to see if they can get this thing back on. One thing is getting it back on, and then there's another thing is, what do we really expect is going to get done there in the self-interest of both of these countries? And then there's the role of the Chinese. We really don't know what they're up to at this stage. But there are some ominous signs about the Chinese not being happy with America over a number of things, including the recent kerfuffle in the South China Sea, which could have been disastrous. It's something that will go on for a long time.
Our Alan Chartok with us. tick tock, tick tock, as the clock ticks toward Monday and the on-air fun drive, WAMC.org.
There is no question that we have to all put our shoulders to the wheel to make this happen.